The Alaska Department of Fish and Game held its annual hide and horn auction in downtown Anchorage yesterday, selling off all the leftover animal products the state comes to possess while managing Alaska's wildlife. This year, an enormous number of caribou antlers went to bid, the result of a trafficking case stretching from Juneau to the northwest Arctic village of Selawik. KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports on how the auction is not just a fur rondy tradition, but part of how the state manages its wildlife resources.
Crowds of people stroll between dozens of bear hides, sheep capes, and bundles of caribou antlers duct taped together, looking like thigh-high tumbleweeds. On stage, helpers hold branch-like antlers high overhead while the auctioneer prods patrons towards $200 or so for a set. Russell Knight is bidding on supplies for his business.
I'm owner of Knight's Taxidermy here in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm down here to buy bear hides, horns and antlers, and anything else I can get.
This is the state's largest auction of wildlife products, part of Anchorage's annual Fur Rondy celebration.
And can you just explain to me one more time about what a fur rendezvous is and where it dates back to?
Well, traditionally, a rendezvous would be where the trappers and hunters would come, get together, drink a lot of whiskey, and sell their pelts.
Richard Person is with the Alaska Trappers Association, which has won the contract to put on the auction for the state the last few years. Many of the people who bid the most aggressively are professional buyers loading up on supplies for taxidermy, handicrafts, and fine arts at relatively low prices. But Person believes it's one of the few ways the state is able to share some of its rarest resources with residents.
It gives a chance for regular folks who don't have an opportunity to maybe take one of these animals in a hunting situation to come and still participate and own a piece of Alaskan resource that is unique.
This year's auction is especially unique. The state has a ton and a half of caribou antlers for sale. Most are from just one criminal case. Wildlife trooper Brian Miller flew to Kotzebue in 2011 to investigate reports of an outside buyer shipping huge quantities of antlers to the road system on a freight plane.
It had been sent from the village of Selawik, and prior to the shipping from the village, it had been wrapped up on pallet stacks of antlers wrapped in plastic, probably about 4 to 5 feet high.
It's illegal to buy or sell raw antlers in the Northwest Arctic Borough, where caribou are key subsistence stock, and pressure from antler buyers in the 80s and 90s led to a troubling wave of wanton waste cases. In the 2011 case, the state brought 22 misdemeanor charges against Harbor Stanton of Copper Center, whose trip, according to charging documents, was financed by Ivory Jack's trading company in Juneau.
That was interesting. I've not come across that before or since.
Last July, Stanton settled the case. He was fined $500 and had the antlers confiscated, which begs the question, what is the state to do when it suddenly acquires 2,000 pounds of illegal caribou antlers? Typically, since they don't need to be fleshed or sealed like hides, they head straight to a warehouse until they find a new home. Wildlife technician Jim Holmes is with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. It's his job to wrangle the full force of the state's bureaucracy when it comes to sharing wildlife resources, even the ones obtained in unfortunate circumstances.
Typically throughout the year, I get requests from schools, museums, educational facilities, visitor centers, places like that who are requesting these items for educational purposes.
Holmes estimates the annual auction is just 1% of his total workload. Most of the time, he arranges for roadkill, animals taken out of season or in defense of life and property to be taxidermied or tanned, then redistributed to public areas where residents can view them. The auction usually brings in between $40,000 and $60,000 of revenue, which covers the costs of processing all the horns and hides the department manages in the course of a year. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.